Okay, update, just injury-wise, nothing really on the guys that have been injured. Everything's pretty much status quo on that. Mario Kern and Duke Calhoun, both of them went down with knee injuries today. Both look to be significant. We'll have to go through the process of the MRI, but look to be both significant. We'll see.
How about Myers' shoulder from yesterday?
Everything came back negative, which is a good thing. That's one of the few times you ever hear negative and think it's good, but that was a good thing. So he's a little sore today. We'll evaluate him on the next couple of days and see where he's at come game day.
Seems as if you have a lot of guys that have been getting hurt here with knees or hammies. Is that just one of those things?
Well, the knee injuries, those things happen. The hamstrings, we're trying to make sure that, number one, we do a good job of rehabbing the guys that have them. And number two is continue with some of the massage, the stretching, the hot tubs to try to keep them loose. And then also really informing them about making sure they stay hydrated, because that's one of the biggest reasons for soft tissue injuries.
If Pryor not played at all last year, is any concern about him being too hyped up
I don't know about being too hyped up. I mean, he's going to be excited to go out and play, and my talk with him will be just go out there and compete and do your best, and then we'll see what happens.
How much time do you think Pryor will get in the game?
I don't know exactly how much it'll be, but I would expect to see him get plenty of snaps.
Coach Jack Crawford was back on the field today. Do you believe he'll be on the field Monday?
Don't know yet. He was back out for individual today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow, and he'll probably be a game time decision.
What kind of emphasis do you place on X winning these games? Do you even care about that much, or is that just way down the list?
It's the only reason why you play the games.
Exhibition games?
Absolutely. We're going to try to win. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to play our starters for four quarters. We're trying to win the game, but we're also trying to evaluate the players that we have here and see who can play and see who we think is going to be able to help us out through the regular season. But, these games, they don't count, but they matter. So if you want to develop a winning attitude, the best way to do it is go out and win games.
What do you hope to see from Miles Burris? He's had the whole camp working for a string with Aaron down.
I think the consistency thing with Miles, I want to see him be able to put, one play after another, positive play, and eliminate some of the young mistakes that he's still making, and every day he goes out there is a growth process for him. The good thing is that you can see improvement, and you can see him correcting some of the things that he might have made a mistake on before he gets them corrected. So still got a long way to go, but I'm hoping to see a little more consistency out of him.
Any update on Curry?
No update. He's still in L.A., and I haven't talked to Rod yet about, what they've discussed, but I'm sure we'll know something probably later on today.
With Curry out this long, how far could he go without being out on the field before it gets to the point where you can't play him in the open? Does he need a couple weeks? Does he need an exhibition?
Well, we're getting closer to that point.
Right.
I don't know exactly where that is, but, obviously he was not the same healthy Aaron Curry that we saw on tape last year. And so, we're trying to do everything we can to give him a chance to get healthy so that he can be out there opening night. But we're getting closer to that point where that might not be as much of a possibility, but we'll see. It's not there yet.
Coach, you got a taste of it last year with the Broncos and then a little bit out here with the fan days. What are your thoughts on playing in front of the Raider Nation on Monday Night Football?
I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to go out there. I'm looking forward to the opportunity of our team going out there and competing and getting a chance to show everybody what we've been working so hard to try to accomplish. So it'll be a fun deal. It'll be an exciting time on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys, two of the most storied franchises in NFL history. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Does that do it?
Well, he's going to be a good weapon for us. He was that last year, and he will be that again this year. He's a unique player in that he's a really athletic fullback. He's gotten better at the blocking aspect of the game. So, you know, I would anticipate that we'll try to do some things to exploit some matchups that he presents.
Thanks, everybody.